Life is the champion of the waterfowl game. The work is hard and the days are long. Blowing calls to a mallard song. All the mornings are filled with pain. No pain, no gain. Well, he's a duck, Dr. Green.
Welcome back. You're listening to Eye on the Outdoors award-winning radio show on the all-new 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com. Now, here's your host, Ray I.
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for riding through the break. This is your host, Ray I, 590 The Fan, KFNS. Having a great Saturday morning. Of course, I'm here with the Vogler Vogler and Matty G and Peanut. And there's a lot of quack quacks, a lot of duck hunting going on out there, and I've got a great product. As you all know, we talk about good products for you to take out and use during your hunting adventures, and this is no exception. This is a great little company, and it's not too far down the road from us, called Beaver Dam Mud Runners. And on the phone with us, we have Mr. Robert Milner. Good morning, Robert.
Good morning. How's it going?
Great, brother. Hey, first of all, some of our listeners are going to know what you are, but why don't you tell our listeners, what is a mud runner? What is this thing we're talking about?
Basically, to simplify things, it's a shaft on the back of a lawnmower engine with a prop on the end of it. It will allow you to go through very shallow water, and you run it up with a lawnmower engine, so anybody can work on it. It's a little loud, but it allows you to get to where you need to go very efficiently. About five duck seasons ago, I couldn't get my duck fly because we had a record drought. I didn't want to spend $3,000 to $5,000 for a fancy go devil just to go 1,000 yards to my duck blind. So I started researching long tails, found out that they've been making them in Thailand since the 50s or 60s. And if you go to Vietnam or even down to South America on the Amazon River, you'll see Thailand long tail designs, and it's very common. And they're very simple. They're very easy to work on. And really what I sell the most of, and I've got these all the way from the Everglades of Florida all the way up to the Yukon River in Alaska. Most people buy the kits, and then they'll buy an engine. I'd say, 70-80% of people probably buy a Harbor Freight Predator engine because they're so inexpensive. And they'll bolt it all together and have an engine for less than $1,000 that they can put on their 14 to 16-foot John boat.
Okay. So what you have here is a kit. Of course, you can buy the unfinished product too.
Right. We're certified. Yeah. This application is certified by Honda, and we use a Honda engine, and we manufacture a complete engine. Do a 6.5 horse, both manual and electric. Same with the 9 horse, and same with the 13 horse. And just to give you an idea, a 6.5 horsepower push, a small 14-foot John boat with two people and a dog, about 12 to 14 miles an hour. 13 horse will push a bigger 14 to 16 foot John boat with more gear, about 13 to 15 miles an hour.
Back to my question, by buying the kit, these guys can, our hunters can get a really good product, something to help them in duck hunting, pretty low price.
Yeah. And really, the other thing is, getting into this, me being a duck hunter, I realized the application's great because you can get back into place you hadn't gotten to with an outboard or a trolling motor. But what I didn't think about it is, it's also great for fishermen too, because this is a lot less expensive than an outboard, and it's harder to steer, and it doesn't have reverse. But I sell a lot of these in the remote areas, not just for duck hunting, but for fishing too, because they don't have a dealer where they can go get their outboard fixed, but they got a lawnmower mechanic where they can work it on it themselves.
I guess you guys got certain boats you like to use with these, shallow water boats?
You want to use a shallow water boat. A boat with not much of a draft on it. They'll just, go up to Bass Pro and get an inexpensive John boat up there. One thing I always recommend people do is, when you're going in shallow water, you're going across mud, sandbars, logs, et cetera, and you want the bottom of that boat to be nice, slick, and you want it to, be durable. So, ideally you want a all-welded boat, but those tend to be heavier and more expensive. Most people get an inexpensive and lightweight riveted boat, which is an advantage to have it lightweight. But there's multiple coatings out there that airboat guys use, and a lot of guys use on mud boats, that you can put on the bottom of your boat for $100-$150. I could name off a couple of. There's Gator Glide is one popular one, and another one's Frog Spit. I think Wetlander is another one, and Steelflex is another one. But that gives you a nice slick coating that actually sometimes makes you go faster because it's slicker, but it also enables you to get over obstacles and stuff and just slide over them real easy. So
great idea, great concept to get back in and marshes and wet places where you're going to hunt ducks, and I can see where a regular boat and motor wouldn't get in there. I like the concept, and I like the idea that they can get this relatively inexpensive compared to a lot of other products. And then on your website, I want to take a quick look. You've got Beavertail dog ladders. You got accessories, boat blinds, dog blinds. You got all kinds of accessories.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm a dealer for Beavertail, which is a separate company, and they make some great layout boats, duck blinds, dog ramps. They also make some heavy duty custom made John boats. And I think I mentioned they got great duck blinds. They great company. They're actually out of Minnesota, but I'm a dealer for them. I ship all over for them also. And then also I'm a dealer for a company called Riverhawk, which makes some great shallow water boats that are, they're fiberglass, but they are very, they'll go in just a couple inches of water or mud.
Good stuff, good stuff. And you're at BeaverDamMudRunners.com.
BeaverDamMudRunners.com.
That's where I went. You guys located? You're down in Memphis?
Memphis, but we are also, our main facility is out in Somerville, Tennessee, and we actually we have a swamp out there. It's a little dry right now because we're having another record drought down here, but we have a swamp down there where we do demos, and we also do gun dog training out there. My dad is a pretty well-known gun dog trainer, and he's got the same name as me, and his company's Duck Hill Kennels, and duckhillkennels.com is his website. But he's been training gun dogs for 40 years, okay, and breeds British Labradors and trains them for duck hunting. So, and does seminars once a month too.
Duck seminars, got to have a duck seminar, Robert. Got to have those. And if you need to get a hold of Robert or get more information about his product, you just go to that website, www.beaverdammudrunners.com, or just contact us here at the show, and we'll put you in touch with him. A little deeper in this duck season, we're going to have to give you a call when you're out there on a duck hunt and tell us how it's going, all right?
Yeah, absolutely. Be glad to.
That'd be great. Thanks, brother. Have a great weekend.
All right, you too. Have a good one.
We need to take a break, pay some bills, and we'll see you all on the other side, baby.